Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back to 23 After the Hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm responsible for the chaos around here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Joanna Brandy, original founding member of our Brain Trust, almost 22 years. She's been hanging out with us. I got her right out of elementary school. Joanna, thanks again for being here. Returnonhappiness.com, is that right?
Yes, that is.
You got a webinar or something coming up about keeping customers?
I do, on ghosting your customers, yeah.
What does that mean?
Yeah. And you know what? You know, there's a term that people use now.
The kids use.
When you're ghosted, it generally means, it generally refers to a personal situation, a personal relationship.
Yeah.
If somebody wants to,
like
nowadays,
nobody calls
people
you
don't
back?
Break
Is
up.
Is that what you mean, like my
well,
children?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. You're in a relationship with somebody. You no longer want to be in that relationship. So instead of manning up or womaning up or whatever the word is, and saying to that person, I no longer want to see you, you stop communicating with them. You block their phone number from your phone. You just simply stop communicating. So the person on the other side doesn't know if you're alive or dead or whatever. It's called ghosting.
That's the reason I don't know about it, because my wife won't let me date. But otherwise, go ahead.
But customers ghost us all the time.
Yeah.
Customers ghost us all the time, and we hardly ever know it.
Well, one of the things that's really important about ghosting is you might think they're mad at you, but more than likely you just became irrelevant to them, and that's the problem, isn't it?
That is part of the problem. They may be mad at you, or you may have fallen off their radar, or, they may have just become – you may have become irrelevant because their product isn't – or your product or your service isn't necessary in their lives anymore. So it really depends. And it's so challenging today. I think one of the things I always am talking about is how we have to get, stop talking about customer service. It's not service. You service an elevator. You service an air conditioner.
Service is a commodity, isn't it?
It very much so. This is about customer care. And I use it as an acronym.
You taught us that.
C-A-R-E.
You taught us that years ago.
Well, I taught years ago. We haven't talked about this for years because we've been talking about for happiness for so long, which is critical to have a culture of happiness. If you want happy customers, you've got to build a culture of happiness inside a company with your people. But when people focus on service, that's like getting a C on a report card, because care is so different. C-A-R-E, and I use it as an acronym, as you know, to create authentic relationships. Exquisitely, elegantly, with energy, with enthusiasm. It really is about how do we build a relationship with that customer where the customer will want to come back again, because what we're providing for them is an emotion that makes them feel fabulous. So we're providing happiness or delight or joy or contentment or security or one of the very many things on an emotional level that the customer's looking for.
Well, that's exactly right, and that's what builds the ding in branding. That's the thing.
Exactly.
And
exactly.
Nobody does that.
Everything.
Nobody creates that special sauce better than a small business, do they?
Oh, small businesses are really good at this. They're really good at this because they know their customers by name, because they have the opportunity to know their customers better. In a large business, there's just so many. Well, you can have account representatives that have small businesses within large businesses. But yeah, you get to know your customers, and you get to know who needs that little bit of extra attention, and you get to know who's able to do it on their own. You get to know people over time.
Well, that's exactly right. Now, we got time for one more of your scary ways to keep customers, and one of the scary ways. Talk about that.
One of the scary ways? Well, I think we really all have to. I remember Gary Hamel once at a conference said, in a world of accelerating change, we're getting stupider by the moment. So we recalibrate our priorities to include learning. So I think we really need to go back to the idea that we need to become learning organizations. And it's an older idea. It was 20 years ago is when it became very popular, but I think we have to make sure that we're training. I noticed that people aren't doing so much.
That's how you avoid becoming irrelevant. Because your customers are learning. They're sure learning, aren't they?
Absolutely right. The customers are learning all over the place. They're learning on the web. They're reading. They're listening to podcasts while they're driving. Customers are smarter than they ever were before. So that means your people have to be smarter. That means give them a budget to go to conferences. I love the idea of, you know, giving them a budget to buy books, and then they read the book. They get paid for reading the book. They get paid for paying for talking about the book and teaching other people what they learned from the book. It gets so exciting in a learning organization because people are always pushing the edge. They're always looking for what they can do next. They're always looking for how they can drive customer loyalty by adding those emotional elements that are so important. And that's the piece that most companies do not spend a lot of time on. How does the customer feel? How does the customer make that emotional decision? Because we now know, without a shadow of a doubt, that people make
decisions. And we think it's because we've got this wonderful product, because our truck, we have all these trucks, we have this great inventory. And you're exactly right. Folks, this is the most important thing you'll learn today, what Joanna just said. Your customers come back not because of your product, but because of the emotional attachment to you. That's right out of Joanna Brandy's book of customer care. Joanna, returnonhappiness.com, is that right?
That's the first one, and the second one is Positive Energizer if you want to learn how to become a positive leader.
Thank you, Joanna. Good job today. Come back soon. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.